Novak. This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the circumstances of the crash of a Russian plane in a Russian border region, killing all 74 people on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast that it is clear the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society. Russian officials accused Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian POWs due to take part in a prisoner swap. Another case of suspected Russian hacking has surfaced. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The group is best known as Cozy Bear, an elite hacking team run by Russia's SVR, Foreign Intelligence Service. Their latest suspected target, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. The provider of information technology products and services disclosed in a regulatory filing that hackers broke into its cloud-based email system on January 12th and stole data from cybersecurity and other employees. Last week, Microsoft reported it also discovered an intrusion on the same day. Cozy Bear focuses stealth intelligence gathering on Western governments, IT service providers, and think tanks in the U.S. and Europe. I'm Ben Thomas.
Senior United Nations humanitarian officials said Wednesday at least 9 people were killed and 75 others wounded when a U.N. center sheltering thousands of displaced Palestinians was attacked by an Israeli tank. Another attack on the same facility Monday killed 6 people, according to the UN agency that helps Palestinian refugees. Israel has accused Hamas militants of operating near UN facilities. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X,